Felch raised a small dead fish half-heartedly, his eyes fixed on the knife Sawney was toying with. He could guess what was coming by the tone of Sawney's voice.
I told you to bring a bird back. Big, fat wood pigeon. I know an idiot like you has trouble telling the difference between a bird and a fish. But maybe I'm wrong. Perhaps you didn't hear me right, Felch. Is it your ears?
The fox didn't answer. Sawney, who was more than 30 paw steps away, raised his blade, ready to throw.
Aye, I think it must be your ears. Let's take a look at one. Stand still now. This shouldn't hurt much.
Felch ducked as the blade flashed from Sawney's paw. Even as fast as he moved, the fox could not avoid the blade's nicking his left ear tip. Sipping past him, the knife disappeared into the woodland foliage. Grisul, who was squatting at a nearby campfire, cackled.
A goodly throw, but thou gave him too much warning. Felch did well to avoid thy blade. Let him live.
Sawney ran across to the cringing fox and kicked him.
If you don't find my blade, you'll die slowly. For it was you who lost it by moving when I told you not to. Find the knife, Felch, and I'll let you live. Though I'll still take that ear as a punishment for disobedience. Now get searching, addlebrain.
Another savage kick sent the fox scurrying off into the bushes on all fours. It was not until nearly midnight that he discovered it, a fair distance from the camp. Rain had started to fall when the fox glimpsed a shaft of moonlight glimmering off the wet sapphire pommel stone. Felch tugged on the knife, which had buried its point deep in his sycamore trunk. He pulled it free, falling over backward in the process. Behind him, the camp lay still.